We're working in the Gospel of Luke again today, just like we have for a little bit. This is Jesus and his meeting with that wee little man he's called, a guy by the name of Zacchaeus. This is chapter 19 of Luke, and it's the first 10 verses. So Luke 19, 1 through 10. Jesus went on into Jericho and was passing through. There was a chief tax collector there named Zacchaeus, who was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was a little man and could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, who was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, "Hurry down, Zacchaeus, because I must stay in your house today." Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed him with great joy. All the people who saw it started grumbling. "This man has gone as a guest to the home of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Listen, sir, I will give half my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay back four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house today, for this man also is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." May God add his blessings to the reading of the word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Zacchaeus can teach us much about a changed life and how things that look awful sometimes, because we do bad things, can be restored, can be made right. And then also, Lord, we can learn from Zacchaeus that no matter how naughty we are, we can be redeemed. Help us to see what you want us to see in this story today. In Jesus' name, amen. I ask you this morning, who's the biggest sinner in your city? Or if you don't really want to admit because you live there, then how about the city you grew up in? You see, I asked that question because Zacchaeus was seen as the biggest sinner in all of Jericho. He worked for the Roman government. The Roman government had to finance their ever-increasing desire to expand their empire. And they did that by collecting high taxes from the people to pay for everything. Now, in the United States, we're not trying to take over the world and gain more land to build an empire, but we do take care of taxes, don't we? And I'm guessing none of you sit by the mailbox waiting for the tax bill to arrive. But paying our taxes is very important. Please don't get me wrong here. You see, without taxes, we wouldn't have the roads that we drive on. We wouldn't have the schools that our children go to. And even Jesus said in the right place, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's." And so we understand that Zacchaeus works for the IRS. Well, an ancient version of it anyway. But because Zacchaeus was a Jew and he was working for the Romans, the people that should have been his friends, his neighbors, they all figured he was a traitor. And because he was a traitor to his people, then of course that made him a sinner. And worse yet, the tax collectors, of course, made their money by overcharging on the taxes. Whatever extra that they could get from you, the people, went into their pocket. They didn't have to send it to Rome. Apparently, Zacchaeus was really good at that because he was very rich. So not only is Zacchaeus a traitor, he's also a thief. Biblically speaking, he is lost. He's a man who is lost. Now, in this story, like a lot of stories, aren't you tempted to go to the end sometimes, to read the last chapter, to find out what happens before you read all of the stuff that leads up to it? That happens sometimes to me. And so we have the privilege of this morning looking at the end of the story, because we find out that Zacchaeus is changed. This is a very good ending. He repents of what he's been doing. He restores what he has personally taken away from so many people. And then in the end, he's called a son of Abraham, or a descendant of Abraham. And that's Bible language for saying that he has been accepted by God. You know, one day when we get to heaven, we'll be able to go find Zacchaeus' house. So how does a person change like that? Change from the worst sinner in town to someone who's a very generous human being, and is someone who is accepted into God's kingdom? Oh, it's all because of this man named Jesus that we know. Zacchaeus was lost before he met Jesus. But remember what verse 10 says? For the Son of Man, meaning Jesus, came to seek and to save what was lost. Now, I have a special affinity for the story of Zacchaeus. You see, I'm a little bit vertically challenged myself. If it wouldn't have been for a young guy by the name of Dennis, I would have been the shortest person in all of the seventh grade at Purdy Junior High School. But I too have gotten to the parade late. You know, when your kids are in high school and they're playing in the band, you have to go to all the parades. And boy, if you get there late for the Flag Day parade in Appleton, if you get there late for the Christmas parade in Appleton, you better have something to stand on if you're my height. But Zacchaeus really wanted to see this Jesus person. He obviously had heard about him. He probably wasn't fully knowledgeable of who he was as the Son of God, but he wanted to see him, and he didn't have a chance because he wasn't too tall. And so he found a tree in the song that you know. It's a sycamore tree, and he just climbs up there. So can you imagine, as he's kind of hanging on up there, how surprised he must have been when Jesus said, called him by name — they've never met before — called him by name and said, "You need to come down because I'm coming over to your house." Why? Why would Jesus pay any attention to just one small man hanging sort of in a tree? It's because Jesus knew Zacchaeus even better than Zacchaeus did. Jesus knew his heart. He knew his mind just like he knows ours. Jesus could see Zacchaeus in a way that nobody else could. Jesus saw Zacchaeus' future, his potential. You see, this man named Jesus is committed to reaching out to those who are sinners, inviting them to discover how they can turn to God. We don't know exactly what happened in that house that day, but it must have been something really powerful, because Zacchaeus changed completely. In Zacchaeus, we see someone who demonstrates how we should respond to the gospel of Jesus. After recognizing his failures, he not only confessed them publicly, but he seeks to make a restitution, appropriate restitution for the wrongs he has done. And then he embarks on a new, a more giving approach to life. There's an openness now to the transforming power of God in his life. There's an openness now in his desiring to meet the needs of people and make amends. You see, Zacchaeus, up until he met Jesus, had been an outsider, and now he had been turned into an insider by God's grace. In an evangelism class that I was in at the seminary, there was one of my classmates that shared a story about he and his wife before he was called into the ministry. They had come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they were concerned about folks in the neighborhood who were unbelievers. And so they began to get to know some of them. They began to befriend some of them in hopes that that they could help share the joy that they had found in Jesus. And this was going along real well. There was a level of trust being built between them and these neighbors. And finally, several of the neighbors said, "Well, why don't you go with us this weekend on an outing?" And my classmate and his wife were very excited about that, but then they kind of wondered, what are these people going to talk about? What stories are they going to tell? Where are we going and what are we going to be doing? You see, these are folks we've been praying for. We so want to spend time with them to help share our joy, but what if they do something that isn't quite moral? And isn't that our dilemma? Jesus very clearly says that we're to go into the world and make disciples for him. That means we have to get to know our neighbors. We have to be friends with them. We have to communicate with them. And then sometimes as people of the church, we wonder, what if we're seen with them and what will other people think? Jesus didn't care who he was with. He just wanted to love them. He just wanted to care for them. And so this couple, you know, wrestled with that for a little while. But you know, when you're walking with the Lord and you talk to him, he always gives you everything you need. And so they decided to go on that outing. As a matter of fact, they were excited about it because they knew they could trust in the Lord that maybe if the language wasn't quite what would make them comfortable, maybe if the stories that were told might make them uncomfortable, they could not have to worry about judging those other people. They could just love them with the love of Christ. They decided that they would go living up to the commitments in their life that they wanted to live up to. And in that way, they were able to build some wonderful friendships with these people. We in the church should be committed to seeking the lost. It's the great commandment. We're to go into the world. And in order to do that, you and I have to be willing to risk discomfort, to risk just loving people. Remember, Jesus said there were two commandments. One was you had to love God for all you were worth. And the other one was that you had to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's what we're invited to do, commanded to do, as people that know God. There are so many that have been brought into a relationship with Jesus, into the kingdom of God, into the fellowship and friendship of church families because of the willingness for other people to just go and spend time with them. You see, sometimes hanging around with people and just being who you are in Christ is the very thing that they need to see, that real people can be Christians too. And then this whole business of Zacchaeus and his being changed is just a powerful, powerful testimony. Testimony to the rest of the city, because you see, they all complained when they saw Jesus going with Zacchaeus. The people in town were complaining, how could he go? How could he go and be in the house of such a sinner? And I am so glad that the love of Christ is greater than any criticism that this world has to offer. Zacchaeus' life was changed. Zacchaeus had been doing bad things to people. The people that should have been his friends. But by faith, Jesus was able to change Zacchaeus. You see, when you know Christ, we see things differently in a very good way. And yet we still understand that we are not perfect. Just forgiven. Transformed faith responds to the problem of wronging others differently than our instincts do. Our instincts teach us, oh, just don't talk about it. Maybe it'll go away. Don't say anything. Don't admit that we have messed up in a relationship with a friend or someone from the family. And then you know what happens? It becomes very painful in us because we have not righted a wrong. You see, admitting wrong, asking for forgiveness, and trying to make restitution can often open up the possibility of starting all over again in that relationship, making everything new. And that is what Zacchaeus was trying to do in his desire to make restitution. And in his making restitution, his promise to give it back to people, he met with Jesus' favor, his approval. One thing you need to know, by Jewish law, that he was not required in restitution to give back four times the amount that he had taken. But this was an indication of how much his heart had been changed. You see, one thing that Zacchaeus had that a lot of people didn't have was money. And so how can he help others? Well, he could use his money. If there was any doubt about this positive change in Zacchaeus' life, all you needed to do was look at his checkbook. What he was doing with what he had. Oh, he had gotten it dishonestly, but he was returning it fourfold. Lives change. There's a wonderful radio show. It's been on the radio for years and years and years, and it's still there. It's called Unshackled. It's a production of the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago. And every single one of those stories is a dramatization of a very real person and how their lives were changed when they met Jesus. A number of years ago, I had privilege with some others to be at the Pacific Garden Mission to help serve the supper meal. And it was very interesting because it was all men, and they would come in a long line. Almost all of them had come off of the streets. They were required to take a shower. They were required to receive clean clothes. And they were required to hear a short message about Jesus. And then they could have supper. And as we stood there, my friends and I, and we were serving, one man stood out in the crowd in the midst of all of these folks who had a few hours earlier just been street people. There was a fellow there with a three-piece suit. And I just had to go talk to him. So as he finished his dinner, I went to talk to him. I asked what was going on, and he said, well, he had a job. He was in the program with the Pacific Garden Mission had. If you would sign up for the program, the mission would help him change his life. And he had come to know Jesus. He now had a job. The mission was helping him to find an apartment. They had just gone to get his driver's license, taking him there. And now they were working on helping him find an automobile. He had a savings account going. 4 months before, he had been a drug addict on the streets. And then he met this man named Jesus through the mission, through the people that were willing to say, come, we'll take care of your earthly needs. And then along the way, we want to tell you about this man named Jesus. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, he says, come on down out of that tree. I want to come to your house. Zacchaeus, you probably don't know it yet, but we're going to have a conversation. And with the power of my Father's love, we're going to change your life. We probably don't have enough sharing of testimonies in church services anymore of people whose lives have been changed. Even in our day, changed because of you, just loving on people. The church is made up of people that are able to confess their sin, that are able to tell others and give evidence of the transforming power of the gospel. Something wonderful happened while Jesus was at the home of Zacchaeus. This tax collector was changed forever for the good. One thing that's interesting about this story is we don't know the remainder of Zacchaeus' life. Did that tax collector, after he had met Jesus that day, stay a tax collector? Oh, if he did, he was only charging what he was supposed to charge. But there's one thing that we do know for sure. Zacchaeus was once a lost man. And now he was saved. He was redeemed by Jesus. And you see, the reason for that is Jesus has come to seek and save the lost. Let us pray. Oh Lord, help us to be like Zacchaeus, changed because we know you. Amen.